Well, NATO leaders meet in Latvia today. It's amid rising tensions with Russia and follows violations of Polish and Estonian airspace over the last number of weeks. Donald Trump says NATO should shoot down Russian aircraft if they breach Allied airspace, depending on the circumstances. And this all comes as the US president hosted Turkey's president at the White House for the first time in 6 years. Well, Dr. Patrick Bury, lecturer in defence and strategic studies at the University of Bath, is with us now. Let's start with that meeting in the White House yesterday. Why is it significant?
Good morning. Well, I think, you know, with Trump, you'll have to wait and see exactly what comes out. There's a difference between the rhetoric and the reality. So what we'll be looking to see is if there's any shift in Turkey's position, especially in terms of its importing of Russian oil, which is about 20%. And more broadly, given his comments over this week, if there's any increasing military aid to Ukraine. So I think they're the kind of, it's about actions now with Trump. You know, we know that the last person he speaks to, he basically agrees with, because he'll flip his next comments, you know, the next week.
Well, the big concern for the US and for Donald Trump is who's buying energy from Russia, and that was pretty much part of the conversation. What do you expect could happen?
I have to say, I think Turkey's probably the best option because they only import 19% of their oil from Russia. So that is, obviously Turkey's a NATO member state. That's probably the most likely option of the three that Trump has called out for still buying Russian oil. The other two, Hungary and Slovakia, Hungary purchases 86% of its oil and Slovakia 100%. They're also much closer, those two countries, to Putin. So I would view it as pretty unlikely, certainly Slovakia, given their dependence, that they're going to cut that oil in any substantial way. The second point is these kind of exports to Hungary and Slovakia don't really matter that much to Russia in the grand scheme of things. They're small. So it's not going to have as much impact as Trump would claim, even on the Russian economy. I think the more interesting things that are developing now and the more pressing things really, given the week we've had of Russian incursions potential, and the more further drone attacks, cyber attacks, we'll have to wait and see. And then the flight, which was very significant last week into Estonian airspace, is that it looks like Bloomberg are reporting the German, French and UK governments have made it clear to their Russian counterparts that the next time a jet goes into NATO airspace, it will be shot down.
Well, NATO chiefs will meet in Latvia today. Will they be talking about terms of engagement when it comes to drones and other Russian aircraft?
Yeah, I think the major threat now, the worry would be the aircraft in NATO airspace. So, I mean, that's of a different level. If you think of these three combat aircraft, some of the fastest in the world flew into Estonian airspace for 12 minutes last week. Clearly, the fighters that escorted them had to call back and get clearance as to what to do. This time, I think they'll have pre-clearance, you know, so it makes it much quicker. The pilots are essentially told if it comes into the airspace, you can shoot that down.
But whatever is decided will essentially need the backing of the United States.
Yes, you would imagine, ideally, in this situation. And it looks like Trump has said that if it does happen again. So the command and control of this will be getting clarified and the rules of engagement clarified. And then if you really need to act fast in these situations, you do it. Your rules of engagement are pre-cleared and the people who are in the actual tactical situations are the pilots know what to do. There's not really any questioning. So it'll be whether they can get to that level of clarity or not, or whether it's another report back, the pilots say this is what they're doing, and then it goes through and then has to rumble around some of the command chains, etc., and people get political guidance.
What's at stake here?
Well, I think the problem is, and this is unfortunate, but the problem is if you don't stand up to, especially the plane incursions, you end up with these jets over cities. You know, NATO member states, especially in the Baltic cities, is the next step. So you just have to, it's like a bully in a playground. You just have to stand up to them. And I mean, the potential for escalation then, depending on how Russia reacts, is there. Having said that, when it's had its jet shot down, if you remember, in 2015 by Turkey, it within 17 seconds of being in Turkish airspace, by the way, it just backed away and didn't escalate. So it's about, they've clearly got the message now. I think it's the only really appropriate response that NATO can do in this situation. And hopefully they do get the message and it doesn't happen again, certainly with the planes.
Dr. Patrick Bury, lecturer in Defence and Strategic Studies at the University of Bath. Thanks for joining us this morning.